Community facilitator with the town of Olds, Trina Radcliffe, joins us here as we get set to see what is going to happen for Canada Day in the town of Olds for 2025. Trina, let's start off with what everybody always looks forward to is the way that the town of Olds celebrates with a big fireworks show. When and where will that take place for this year?
So this year, again, we are going to do our fireworks at 11 p.m. at the Rotary Athletic Park on Monday, June 30th. So that is going to kick off all of our Canada Day celebrations.
That's great. And then as we roll into July 1st itself, what kind of things have you guys got planned? What does the rundown of agenda items look like for Canada Day this year?
So it's pretty similar to what we've had in the past. So our Canada Day parade will start at 10 a.m. sharp, and we've got an extended route this year. So we're coming all the way down past Centennial Park, all the way up 54th Street to 57th Avenue, and then back down towards the Olds Elementary School. So we've extended the route, hoping to give people a little bit more space and time to enjoy the parade.
Then after the parade, we move on to some activities. What time do the activities start, and what have you guys got for us this year?
Yeah, so this year we'll go to activities in the park right after the parade ends, approximately 11 a.m., and everything will wrap up around 2 p.m. And so we've got O Canada being sung by the Evergreen Singers right at 11. And then we have all kinds of sorts of exciting stuff. We've got the Super Dog Show happening at 11:20, 12:20, and 1:20 right behind the old pool building. We've got a vendor market this year. Of course, we have all the bouncy castles, sparkle tattoos, games. The Kiwanis Club will be out with their free hot dogs. Council will be out giving away free swag and cookies. It's going to be pretty amazing.
That's great. As the town of Olds always does a big Canada Day celebration there. For the parade, and for parking, for all of these activities, what do you want people to know about that, Trina?
Of course, we encourage everyone to carpool and walk as much as you can, but we are going to be closing the parade route at 9:30 a.m. sharp on Tuesday, July 1st. So anywhere you go, you want to go before 9:30 a.m., and we just want to remind everyone to keep your children back as the parade comes through. We want to make sure it's safe for everyone. Again, that's why we extended the route. We now have all across in front of the Ball Diamonds, in front of ORE, all the way down to the four-way stop. But make sure you do all your driving, all your parking before 9:30 a.m. on July 1st.
Excellent. Approximately how many entries are you hoping to see in the parade this year, Trina?
We have about 40 entries in the parade, which usually makes it equivalent to about 60 to 70 vehicles, depending on how many each of them bring. So again, just a nice big parade and a celebration from our community to celebrate Canada Day.
If people want any more information about the activities and or more details about the parade route, where can they go, Trina?
They can either follow us on our Facebook page, Canada Day in Olds, or really simple, on our website, olds.ca/Canada Day.
That's great. Well, Trina, thanks so much, and have a happy Canada Day this year.
You too. Thanks, Galen.